This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Conan,
and Chris, and we will get your calls and thoughts here in just a moment, 855-450-FREE, but apparently there was an Olympian that did something that some people didn't like, and the internet lost its collective mind. Conan, what happened?
So, this happened, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I believe it was yesterday.
Tuesday. Happened on Tuesday.
Young Olympian, Gabby Douglas, there was a picture of her taken. I'm sure there's also video floating around there as well. But the national anthem was being played, and she just stood there, Daryl.
With her arms by her side.
What?
Standing, what she says, at attention.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't look very attentive to me. She looks kind of slouched, actually.
She looks very bored, and, you know, I have to say that, you know, I tend to look very bored during that as well.
And it's like she didn't know what was going on around her. She's got three girls in front of her, one behind. These are all, they're all standing up straight, and they're all, you know, they look like they're reciting the national, reciting, singing. The national anthem.
Yeah,
they got their hands over their hearts. And, yeah, and so guess what? You're right. The Twitters and the internets blew up. So how dare this woman? Doesn't she know she didn't build that?
What? Now you're not even making any
That's
sense.
All right. It makes sense because he's just throwing ridiculous phrases out.
Yeah, actually, I need to tweet that one. That'd be a good one. Despite just having won an Olympic gold medal for her country, some Americans are less than impressed with Gabby Douglas. The gymnast was part of the Five Strong team, which also comprised of Ali Raisman, Lauren Herendez, Simon, Simone Biles, and Madison Kosian, who dominated the women's team gymnastics event before claiming gold on Tuesday evening. The medal is Douglas's third gold for the USA, so she's been to this before. I want to know what the previous year's pictures looked like. This is Douglas's third goal for the USA, following two victories.
I've seen pictures of, remember the Dream Team back in 1992, where is the first time they let NBA players play basketball in the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
And half of those guys looked very much like Gabby Douglas, standing there with their arms by their side. Somebody posted pictures of Tom Brady, where he was standing there, had his hands in the little hand warmer thing on the front of his belt, keeping his hands warm.
Wasn't the Trumpmeister? Isn't there a picture of him standing there with next to Cruz and
Where Cruz has his hand inside his jacket, and people are like, "Ah, see, this shows that he's part of the Illuminati because that's the secret hand sign."
That's Napoleon complex right there, right?
Napoleon had his hand more at the stomach level, and it was because he had stomach ulcers and pressure on his stomach relieved the pain.
Okay. Or was it because one of his arms was shorter than the other?
Here goes Conan with weird conspiracy theories
that
nobody's ever heard before.
You just brought up Illuminati. I didn't even go there. I wasn't even going to talk about it.
You mentioned Ted Cruz, and the reason that picture floats around, every time I've seen the picture, it's been somebody pointing out that Ted Cruz is hiding part of his hand.
I didn't point it out. You went there.
You're the one that brought up the picture.
The medal is Douglas's third gold for USA, following two victories in the London 2012 Games,
age of 20. About Gabby Douglas.
While most Americans would have been extremely proud and happy at the news of Douglas and the squad's win, some chose to hone in on the fact that during the medal presentation, she was the only teammate who did not salute during the national anthem. The salute in the U.S. is... Oh, and look, and because this is, of course, from the independent.co.uk article, they actually are going to explain to us why we silly Americans do this. The salute in the U.S. is the gesture of placing the hand to the heart and is traditionally done during the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and sometimes during the national anthem. So I guess they don't, what do they do over in the UK? They don't do any of this nonsense?
They don't sing the national anthem necessarily without, you know, like, if they do, it's going to be while the Queen is parading down the street. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, Queen!
Obviously, they don't sing the national anthem in England.
they have a national anthem, God Save the Queen.
I thought you meant ours.
God Save the Queen! No, seriously, do they have any kind of gesture they make when the Queen is walking by?
Are you saying gesture?
Gesture.
I just said, they're both the same. Gesture, gesture.
I have never heard it pronounced with a hard G.
Okay, so here's my question. I haven't seen this answered yet, and I haven't paid a lot of attention to the story. But is she, did she just decide she doesn't do that, or does she have some religious beliefs? Because I've had a lot of friends through my life that were Jehovah's Witnesses who saw
she actually responded.
She responded, okay. And she has an answer for us.
Oh, good. Conan, do you have that pulled up?
I'm clicking on it now. There
okay.
It is.
While you pull that up, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Clackamas, Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. So you guys have been talking about marijuana for the past hour. I'd like to kind of add something to this. I'd like to see something legalized. Myself, I don't smoke pot. It doesn't interest me, but I would like to see something legalized big time, and that's something called MDMA.
Oh, yeah.
I think has got some major benefits to help a lot of people. So I was watching a TV show on one night. It's called Drugs, Inc. I think it was Drugs, Inc., and there was a woman, a middle-aged woman. She lost her friend, and it was just, I mean, you could see the wear and tear in this woman's face, just from depression and fear and anxiety and stuff. And she was going into the woods. I think it was actually out here in Oregon or up in Washington. And she says, my friend died, and, you know, therapy hasn't helped. Nothing's helped. And there's a woman out in the woods, you know, she's in a cabin, who's going to give me 2 doses of MDMA. So she went there, and she says, I need help. I'm suffering. So it was a nice, controlled environment and some candles and some soft music and a mattress and stuff. And about 20 minutes into the session, you know, she gives her one pill with a glass of water, and she says, I feel such peace. And she went back for another session because I think it was required to have two doses of this. And she says it did not treat it. It actually cured the condition.
Yeah, and I've heard similar stories about people being cured of various things with MDMA, with psilocybin, and, you know, the federal government, they just want to keep stuff illegal because, well, that's an easy way to make sure that people stay in prisons, and prisons wind up making money when they have inmates.
And their drug companies keep on making their bullcrap prescription medications that don't really work, because if they worked, there goes your clientele. They're cured, Chris. You don't need them. You don't need to shop with me anymore.
Exactly. And MDMA is one of those things that a pretty remarkable manufacturing infrastructure is in place outside of the major drug companies. It is pretty basic. I mean, it is a form of methamphetamine.
Yeah. And the other thing that really scares me about these drugs, like from pharmacies, I will admit some of them, like, you know, treat high blood pressure and stuff. That's fine, but a lot of these medications, I mean, they're very dangerous. And I'll see them on TV advertised, and it might treat or cure some. Okay, fine. But now you have 12 different, a laundry list of things that causes this and, you know, high this and high that, and you could go blind. It's like, who needs that? And I don't see the benefit, with the exception of maybe a few medications that do help, but I just don't see the benefit when you have, you know, stuff like marijuana that may not cure stuff, but it might treat stuff, and it might be more effective, you know?
The general implication by our government and by the fact that we have something called the FDA is that anything the FDA approves is good, and anything the FDA does not approve is dangerous. And that's the travesty that we've allowed ourselves to get into, that things that could potentially help people. And you know, CBD and treating seizures with children is a great example, but no money to be made. it's going to remain where it is.
Mike, thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. But first, I want to tell you about Liverland, the European micronation that has recently had recognition proposed by seven Polish legislators. recognition of the libertarian micronation is top priority and really is just a matter of keeping their name in the news. The Chicago Journal of International Law just released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland, and Roger Ver of Bitcoin.com has also come out with both stated and financial support. Liberland has said many times that the base of their economy is Bitcoin, and nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, with more than 100,000 people requesting citizenship. Liberland is a small place. It's only about 3 square miles. So to qualify for citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. To learn more, go to liberland.org. That's liberland.org. We'll get back into the story about Gabby Douglas, but first, your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, as you very well know, this young lady, Gabby, the gymnast, the young black lady, she had some issue with regard to race, okay? So that's where she's coming from.
She has issues with what?
Regard to race.
Okay, has she said this, or are you just speculating?
No, there was some magazine article.
There was a magazine article. Did it quote her at all,
or
was it somebody just speculating?
It's the mother who is claiming that there is discrimination with regard to how they exclude people, persons of color in the gymnastics, but that's for someone else to speculate. I want to talk.
Well,
about
you're the one that brought it up, so I want you to try to support your claim that this is all about race. You say it's in a magazine. What magazine?
Well, Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair. We'll see if we can pull that up.
Okay, but that being said, I want to talk about the war on police and the people behind, the entity behind it, primarily, in my opinion, the radical blacks, number one, and the white guilty, number two. It kind of like forms some alliance to wage this hate campaign, number one, the war of that is being waged right now against our cop, number two. And, along the way, El Negro Animal, Obama, just sort of like a fellow traveler for that kind of thing. Now, we all know what happened there in Baltimore, Maryland with the police, okay?
Where all of them that were involved in the death of Freddie Gray wound up either being found not guilty or having charges dropped.
The whole point here is this, Wolfman, what they cannot obtain in a court of law because they have a very weak case, they go around it and kind of like find a way to, put some penalty on the police department there in Baltimore. The federal oversight, number one, the public condemnation of that cop, they sent in the Department of Justice looking for the KKK in the rank and file of it. This is so ridiculous. But then again, everything goes with El Negro Animal right now, turning this country upside down. Now, for a fact what I feel about the animal, okay? It's one with the criminal.
You always say these same sort of platitudes, but there's absolutely no proof or evidence that you give.
Just like
the thing where you said that Gabby Douglas made comments in Vanity Fair about racism in the Olympic team. I just pulled up the most recent Vanity Fair article that was published 3 days ago, and there was absolutely no comments at all about race. There's not anything since August 8th.
Okay, Ralph,
hold on. I'm going to put you on hold.
I want to ask him a question.
I'm just putting him on hold. I didn't disconnect.
Sure. No, I understand.
The most recent article from Vanity Fair that mentions Gabby Douglas is from August 8th, which is before the whole thing of her not giving a salute. So your claim that she told Vanity Fair that it was about racism, why she didn't salute, it's absolute BS. Chris, ask your question. Okay. I'll bring Ralph back on.
Ralph, my question is just this, and we've talked a lot with you calling in about you know, the alleged war on police and with Black Lives Matter and all sorts of things. My question is this. What are your feelings on the war on drugs?
All right. And I'm bringing Ralph back on to answer the question. Ralph, what are your thoughts on the war on drugs?
The war on drugs is going on right now in the Philippines, I think. I hate to say this, but how we do that, how they're doing that over there is different from how we're doing that over here. In that, you know,
Do you support throwing people in jail for possessing?
No, I want to hear where he's going with this, please.
Let me answer the question. There is a double standard in it when it comes to that. In that, you remember the crack epidemic back in the days of Clinton?
Right.
And how he dealt with that? Okay? It's a sweeping law. So that, you know, they will go into a neighborhood that is hit by that, and most of the people that they take into custody, you know, they happen to be black, because that's where that's happening.
Right. But the question is, do you support the war on drugs? Do you support throwing people in a cage for possessing a substance that you might not think they should use?
It all depends on you have to look at it on an individual basis.
Right, but can an individual look at it from an individual point of view? Can I look at it and make my own decision about it?
Let me make the question personal.
In addition to in conjunction with what we're talking about here in the war on drugs, you all is familiar about the Rocky Pillar Law, correct? In New York. And that when the governor who came after the disgrace one, Spitzer, revoked that whole thing. That's Patterson, the blind mice who came after Spitzer. He revoked the whole thing.
So, Ralph, you say you've got to look at this on an individual basis, and I'm going to make this about an individual. If I had some cannabis and I was walking down the street, do you think that I should be thrown in a cage? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I would say yes.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
Thanks,
your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Also, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in to bring up whatever is on your mind. We have been talking about the Olympian that, well, she did not put her hand over her heart while the national anthem was playing, and, well, that got some people all up in a tizzy, and it hurt their feelings. We'll get back into that story, but first, your calls and thoughts. We've got Parker calling in from Washington. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Parker.
You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep. So, have either of you guys seen a miniseries by HBO called John Adams?
Several years ago that came out, and I watched the first, I think, five of the seven or eight parts.
You did about what I did. I didn't watch the entire thing. I watched some of it, but I had read the book, the David McCullough book.
Now, one thing that I will say is I'm very surprised. Hold on, Parker. I'm very surprised at how good of a job Paul Giamatti did portraying the second a-hole in chief.
Yep, that's correct.
He's a good actor. I like
right.
Him.
Paul Giamatti is a very good actor, but generally when you see him, he's in comedic roles.
No. Or sleazeballs.
He's done a lot of good dramatic
work.
He
definitely got typecast for this position because he plays a lot of sleazeballs.
The first thing that I remember ever seeing Paul Giamatti in was Howard Stern's Private Parts, where he played the program director that Howard Stern lovingly referred to as Pig Vomit.
Absolutely.
So Paul Giamatti will forever be known as Pig Vomit in my mind.
He's an actor with chops. But please, Parker, let's get back to
this. Yeah, I see IMDb gave this an 8.7. Should I watch this, Parker?
I have it on on my iTunes. Now, it is statist by its nature.
Of course, it's about a president.
Right, but I would say that it is, it has elements of libertarianism and some elements of minarchism.
Yeah.
So it is kind of, it's tolerable, I would say.
I think what the point is that the Federalists of the day are more classically liberal than the conservatives.
Yes,
the conservatives are liberals of today. You know what I mean?
That's horrible.
Even the people that were pro-Federalist were probably closer to the ideals of liberty than what we have now.
Well, wasn't Adams president during the Whiskey Rebellion?
No, that was George Washington.
That was Washington, yeah.
Okay.
George Washington, the guy that led the army in a rebellion against the United Kingdom over like a 3-cent tea tax, decided to send in his army over people rebelling against his couple-cent whiskey tax. But somehow it's different, so we should just accept the tyranny of George Washington.
You've got to pay for our wars, Daryl.
Let's let Parker continue his review. Well, you specified some libertarian ideals.
I want to touch on a very specific topic, which was in the pilot episode. Now, Daryl, do you remember this scene in the pilot episode when a tax collector tries to collect a tax on John Hancock's ship that just pulled in that was filled with tea?
Vaguely, I think they got out the tar and the feathers, if I remember correctly.
Now,
we got to bring that back, man.
As we all know, government is nothing but force. That is the only thing they understand. And when government agents, no matter what agency they are part of, when government agents violate the rights of others, in essence, initiating violence, I would say that I don't so much believe in the non-aggression principle so much as I believe in the non-violence principle, which is basically the same thing, but with a tweaking of the terminology.
No, a non-violence principle would mean that you are unable to defend yourself because defensive force is a form of violence, but it's not the initiation of force.
I would disagree, and so would Mark Passio, but we're mixing terms here. Basically, the idea is that when someone deliberately makes an attempt to violate your rights, you have every right to use whatever means are necessary to put down the threat to your rights and to neutralize the rights in whatever way is necessary, up to and including lethal force.
All right, Parker, let me ask you this question, because most of the taxes that people wind up paying now were sort of what they call hidden taxes. So you go to the grocery store, and in most places when they're ringing stuff up, it winds up saying, oh, after tax, it's, you know, this amount of money. So you're not dealing with a tax collector per se, so you're not advocating tarring and feathering the poor cashier that's trying to get a paycheck but has to indirectly collect taxes.
What he's saying almost sounds a little Cantwellian. I'm not sure if that's a word, but I think we can...
Oh, that's been a word for the last couple of years.
Okay, good.
So let me give you an example. There was a video maybe a week ago that I saw, or sometime in the past week, where there's this group of people are in some area, and the cops are just manhandling this person, and they
before the call, gotta drop that right there. Good call till you dropped a word that you can't say on the radio.
Thanks, FCC.
Yeah. So. Well, what are your thoughts? Because on the one hand, I kind of know where he was going with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he said, whenever somebody tries to collect a tax, and most of the times that people wind up dealing with somebody collecting a tax. It's a cashier
right.
that is being forced to do that by their employer that's being forced to do that by the actual tax man.
And by right. the way, you're not even thinking about all the taxes that went into actually creating that yeah. product, because the farmer or the manufacturer, yeah. he's dealing with all right. kinds of nonsense taxes on his end.
There's estimates that upwards of 25%, possibly more, depending on the product, is actually there as hidden taxation and regulatory compliance.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where I think agorism is the right route to go. And if we had more people in the country that would just say, you know what? I'm tired of playing that game. I am going to take some risk on my own, but I'm going to quit paying. I'm going to quit reporting. I'm going to quit paying. I'm going to deal with people that I know. I'm going to set up my own supply chains, and I think I can be successful at that. I think that the reward in not having to undergo all that regulatory burden and taxation may be such that more people will take that path. And I'm a bad example because I'm in an industry that I can't really do that.
Right.
But I do as the least I possibly can.
One thing that you notice more living where we do in New Hampshire is I've noticed a lot more flea markets and farmers markets that pop up.
That's true.
To where you do have, you know, these small farmers dealing directly with consumers.
Yeah.
And, you know, that possibly is a form of agorism.
I think it's, I call it unintentional agorism. People are just doing what comes natural, which just happens to be get the government out of my life,
yeah,
because that's unnatural.
I think that most agorism is unintentional, and it's just people doing what they do to get by, and if they whatever they can do under the table, they're gonna.
Well, and it's kind of, you know, we talked about trying
But they're not trying to bring down the state.
Right, but we talked about, you know, steering the ship of state after 100 years of complete insanity.
A hard turn.
It's a hard turn, but for people to go back to how people have always behaved, you know, we didn't grow up, we didn't spend centuries with the regulatory state that we have now. I think it's kind of natural for people to just do what they do and try to make a buck.
Yeah. By the way, the definition of aggression, the action of attacking without provocation. So, yes, defense. We need to keep in mind that you wouldn't be able to use defense if it was violence, because defense can be very violent.
Yes. Yes, it can. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. It can be on aggression, taxation, or putting your hand over your heart during the national anthem. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
If
you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Conan,
and Chris.
And we'll get back into your calls here in just a second, but I want to make sure that I tell you about another way that you can connect with us. Yes, there's freetalklive.com where you can catch the latest episode online, but what if you're not near a computer? What if you are driving somewhere and you just have to listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live or any of the other live shows on the Liberty Radio Network? Well, we have a solution for you. That is the Audio On Demand Listen Line. Just call 641-793-9660. There's nothing to download. It's not an app. You don't have to worry about, you know, having a Wi-Fi connection. You just call it from any telephone. It can even be a landline. 641-793-9660. Press 2 to listen to Free Talk Live. And let's say you're listening at 3 o'clock in the morning and you hear something outrageous and you just have to give a response. Well, then press 0. And you can leave us a message.
How's that going? Are we getting some in?
We've gotten a few. We've actually wound up playing a few on the air.
Excellent.
There have been a few like 1 second or 0 second or 5 second just silent sort of thing to where you know, like somebody accidentally hit the 0.
Right.
But yeah, there have actually been a few good calls that we have played.
I'm looking forward to that. I hope a lot of people listening will give that a try and let us know what you think.
Yeah, it's 641-793-9660. But if you want to call in while we're on the air live, you can do that at 855-450-FREE. Charlie in Arizona has done that. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I'd like to make a comment on the cannabis schedulization, and I want to ask you a question also about Adam Kokesh. I believe you mentioned him. Is he the one that has the problem with that planning and zoning?
I know that there are some problems, but I don't know with which bureaucratic agency.
Okay, well, if Yeah, I think.
And I also don't know the details of the problem. So if the question is about the details, I don't know the answer.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was the same guy. I heard a 1 hour interview with him on Lucas on our local libertarian broadcaster, and he actually lives around 100 miles east of me in Arizona, and on Freedom Ranch, a 10-acre parcel, and he was being threatened with a fine of $750 a day for camping on his property while he completed his structure to live in. And he had a hearing in Prescott, which is the county seat of Yavapai, on the 9th. I do not know what the outcome of that was, but
nor do I. I did not know that he had a hearing.
He had a hearing in Prescott on the 9th, I believe. And I don't know what the outcome was, but I have dealt with planning and zoning before, and they are as Gestapo as you care to think of. But I mean, I've been to Ashford. It is a you know, there's a quick stop and a few houses. It barely deserves the name of a town. And he's outside of there on 10 acres. And they do not want him to camp while he works on his property.
Well, technically, he's not camping. He's living in an RV, but they define that as camping.
No, I'm going to go a step further and say technically it's not his land.
Well, that's also, but therein lies the problem. It's not even camping.
Yeah, the building we are sitting in really isn't our building.
Yeah, it's not privately owned. So this to me is the root of the problem. Why does government say what you can and cannot do on your property? And that's a question everybody needs.
It's for your protection, Chris. You could drink some dirty water, or you could set your electric up wrong and shock and kill yourself. You could burn your RV down while you're in it. All kinds of bad things can happen.
This is the one thing that stories like this I love to hear, because they're more examples of government insanity, like the guy getting sent to jail for collecting rainwater on his own property in Oregon, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Charlie, thank you for the call. Let's go to Rusty calling in from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, howdy, guys. Just y'all kind of got me in a little bit about agorism. I thought, when people have their garage sale, they're technically breaking the law.
Yep.
Not paying taxes on that, and same with the rise of Craigslist. How many people are utilizing that? Just the meat and not
the what?
Guarantee those people.
Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep. Good example.
Selling eggs at a honor market outside of their on the corner of their property. There's all kinds of examples.
Yeah, we have read stories about people that have, set up shop in their front yard and wind up getting shut down. There was a place in San Francisco where they weren't even selling anything, but they had this sort of barter station set up. And the city bureaucrats came over and shut that down as some kind of illegal business.
Bartering with intent to sell, or it's going to be as equally ridiculous as that sounds.
Cops will shut down, kids' lemonade stand. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
just following orders.
Example of a police state, and something needs to be done about it. But I'm calling just to kind of lay on. I usually call in kind of about Texas independent stuff, and just wanted to throw this out there for any of your listeners who might be interested in asking questions or getting answers from the TNM president. He's having a 24-hour kind of talk-a-thon deal on August 23rd. I'll be via the web, and people can call in, submit questions and things like that, and get the answer straight from the horse's mouth or the guy who's kind of leading the charge.
And they'll be able to find that information on the Texas Nationalist Movement website?
Yes, you should. It's going to be the August 23rd. I think it's starting at 6:36 p.m., and it'll go through the 24th. And I think it'll be on the YouTube channel and then, a few other sites. But if y'all want to call and get the answers, or anyone else, they're more than welcome to. I know New Hampshire's pushing for independence as well, with, I think, Dave Ridley is...
Yeah, Dave Ridley is heading up the NH Exit. NHExit.com is the website for that. Rusty, thank you for the call. And that 24-hour live Q&A, that takes some endurance.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've always said that I'd like to be the first state to secede, but you know what? I think I'd just rather Texas do it first.
See how that goes.
And why they're handling the feds.
Right.
New Hampshire will just slip off in the dark of night when no one's looking.
We discussed this a little bit last night, saying, you know, like, nobody really wants to be the first. Everybody wants to wait on somebody else to do it. Same way with the cannabis legalization. Nobody wanted to be the first state to do it. But now that a couple of states have done it,
it's dominant.
A lot more states jumping on board. Let's jump back into this article about Gabby Douglas that we started the hour with. Gabby Douglas being the Olympian who won her third gold medal.
Gymnast.
Yeah, she's still an Olympian, and she won her third gold medal.
Yeah, I was telling what kind of an Olympian she is.
And during the playing of the national anthem, during the medal ceremony, she did not have her hand over her heart, and a lot of people are all upset. She actually responded, and Conan, give us her response.
Well, just blah, blah, blah. In response to a few tweets I saw tonight... I always stand at attention out of respect for my country. Whenever the national anthem is played, I never meant any disrespect and apologize if I offended anyone, blah, blah, blah. And that's sad to me because I was really hoping that it was, you know, she had problems with the police.
Yeah, you were
police
hoping that it was
brutality.
Sort of that 1968 moment all over again.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, during the 1968 Olympics, there were two African-American track athletes. I think they got gold and bronze during the playing of the national anthem. They stood with a raised fist and their heads down. The third guy on the podium, the guy that I believe took silver, he did not take part, not because he didn't stand in solidarity. He actually wore an armband. He did not have a black glove to wear.
Mm.
So
they forgot to bring a third just in case.
No, I forget exactly what had happened, but somehow he wound up having to give something. But he wore a black armband in solidarity. But I really was hoping that it was sort of that stand against government tyranny thing.
And by the way, some of the tweets were leading in that direction. A lot of people thought it was a Black Lives Matter thing, and that's where I think probably Ralph was coming from.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. Hour 3 coming up next, and we'll continue with this Gabby Douglas thing, delving in a little bit further. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.